This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch.
Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, here on this Take It on the Chin Monday. Ravens lose to the Steelers 18-16. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Other side of the glass, we talk about a lot of things today. Turnovers, missed field goals, questionable play calling, but penalties have been a season-long discussion. John Harbaugh, how do you, I don't know, maybe not stop it, but hope to contain it?
It's definitely something we got to do, and we got to cut down on the penalties. That's very important. We've done it before on offense. We haven't had a lot of those in some of our big offensive games, but today that was a big problem.
When it's season-long, it's not a small sample size. It's an issue. So how do you get past it before it costs you in the postseason here?
Well, what you got to look at is you got to look at who's causing them. You know, is it the same guy over and over? And is it technique issue? You know, like with the Ronnie Stanley one. Is it just a matter of getting your hands inside? Or, you know, the thing that, you know, you do study too, Bob, is which officiating crews call the most penalties. This officiating call crew, they look like they were calling a ton of ticky-tack stuff with the O-lines. That, you know, holdings and illegal man downfield. They let the secondary. There was no PIs, Bob, and there was tackling and grabbing and everything else. I guess they let that go, but that's the thing that they call. And you just got to be really aware of the officiating crew and what types of penalties that they call a lot. And with Ronnie, get your hands inside. With the jumping off and all that, you know, I don't know, you know, how you fix that. You practice with more crowd noise or whatever. But the ones on the special teams, that's a problem because, you know, that it's not a 10-yard penalty because it's from the spot of the foul. So a lot of times it's a 14 or 15-yard penalty, and those are killers. Instead of starting at the 30, you know, you're starting out at the 14, you know. So, I mean, those little things. And that's what we're talking about. And one was on Kane. It's different people all the time. That's the problem.
Steelers were penalized 7 times, by the way. So 19 penalties called in yesterday's game. John Harbaugh, after the loss to the Steelers, was asked what the film's going to tell him this week.
What you do, you look at all the different situations, and you know if you can come with some big, one thing issue that you're looking for with that question, then we'll have it. If not, it'll just be those standalone type situations. It just depends on each circumstance.
Yeah, and I think when they study the tape, there's not going to be one thing that it leads back to with the offense. It's just not going to be because it's, you know, the penalties It's different guys with the turnovers. It was three different guys, you know, and it wasn't like, you know, those are fumblers, the guys that did it. And it wasn't like they weren't high and tight. They were. I mean, Pittsburgh, you know what the film's going to show is? Pittsburgh made more big plays than the Ravens made.
What did they do defensively, though, to make the Ravens uncomfortable? Because the Ravens seemed uncomfortable all day long offensively.
Yeah, you know what it seemed like, Bob? It just seemed to me like the receiver, and I couldn't see because they don't show you where the receivers, but, you know, like the one little slant route that Flowers ran, Joey Porter Jr. was right in his back pocket. You know, I thought they would have a hard time covering. There wasn't a lot of dudes running. Bateman's only catch, he gets drilled. So it wasn't, to me, their secondary apparently played extremely well, I'm guessing.
Well, the Ravens had all these problems go against them, self-inflicted most of it.
Yep.
But still had a chance to tie the game late. So, John Harbaugh, what exactly was up with that two-point play?
Not that I'm aware of. I'll have to look at it on tape and talk to the coaches, but I didn't, not that I was aware of. Nothing was talked about during the game, and I didn't see it.
Any confusion was the question there, and film has shown that Likely and Aguilar were somewhat confused.
Well, they ran out there, Bob, and I think the confusion was who's up on the line and who's off. One of them had to be up, and Aguilar lined up on the line and Likely pulled him back or vice versa. You know, one of them pulled the other one back, and actually Likely and Ronnie Stanley get a beautiful double team. I mean, they're driving that dude. The one that was the killer was Herbig. He comes in hard on the inside shoulder of Aguilar and just he blows it all up because McCary and Lindenbaum, they're both pulling to kick out and go up the field to clean it up. And I mean, you're asking Aguilar to block a defensive end. You know, he's 250 or 240, whatever he is, and he just couldn't do it. And then the thing that happened was Herbig, he stops the progress of McCary and Lindenbaum, so they couldn't even get there. He just clogged it all up. And what I'm guessing that Aguilar didn't feel like he was going to run inside. He's got to get his head across so he doesn't get up the field. So that was where the screw-up was. I mean, maybe it would have been better off, you know, if Ricard was in that spot where you got a 300-pounder instead of Aguilar in there, because that screwed up the whole play. I'm guessing what Harb is going to say was that the execution wasn't good. If I'm a betting man, that's what Harbs will say today.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. John Harbaugh will meet with the media later on in the afternoon. NFL Lunch, Lamar Jackson talked about the slow starts dooming the Ravens.
I believe, you know, we had a lot of slow starts. If anything, you know, a lot of penalties, three turnovers, stuff like that we can't have in these type of games. This environment, known as a divisional game, that's still a Raven rivalry. It's the one who have more possession of the ball and keeping it safe. And we didn't do a good job at that.
Yeah, time of possession, big time in favor of Pittsburgh.
36-23. Yeah, no doubt about it. And the Ravens only ran 54 plays and Pittsburgh 74. Bob, the Ravens averaged 6.1 per play on offense. And Pittsburgh averaged 4.1 per play of their 74 plays. You know, so the thing about it is the Ravens need more plays and you need to be more efficient. And that's one of their biggest problems. And you know, there's a lot going through the play-by-play. You see a lot of second and 15, first and 15, second and 11. The third downs, you know, whereas in the past, the Ravens have been getting third and twos, third and threes, and they're much easier to convert. A lot of third and 11s and third and longs. That's why 0 for 5 in the first half.
Lamar Jackson, any problems with the officiating yesterday?
I mean, we can't control when the refs want to make their calls. That's their job. You know, they got to make those calls. We just got to try to do a good job at not having penalties, you know, not holding, lining up in the right formation, stuff like that. You know, just being smart and not saying my teammates are slow or anything like that, because they're not. But it's like we just got to play a great game, you know, a safe, 100% safe game, no penalties.
Yeah. I mean, sounds like Lamar was frustrated.
Sure.
Is the way it sounds, because it's like, damn, guys. I mean, we're first and 15 and, you know, and we're just starting to drive and we're already backed up and make things difficult. Because when they were just, you know, Henry was getting, just running up inside. Henry was getting 3, 4. He was getting yards, but they just couldn't consistently do it because they would get an incompletion on first down. Then they'd get 4 on second down, and then it'd be 3rd and 6. So that's part of the reason they just weren't good. And the other thing is the receivers weren't open. I mean, we had likely wide open on the one on a play action pass where they got 40 some yards. I mean, that was beautiful. But how many other guys, Bob, were running wide open? Justice Hill on the wheel route, he was pretty open until, you know, the end. But Lamar missed some balls. Zay dropped a ball. You know, I mean, there was a lot of F-ups in that game.
It's 88-81-057, the fam will come back. Hopefully we did better than the Ravens did offensively with our picks. We got that coming your way. There's a game tonight, Texans at the Cowboys. You can hear it on 105.7 The Fan. Jared Dubin, CBSSports.com. We'll talk about Week 11 so far. Look ahead to Week 12. Division races becoming clearer and more in focus. Still a lot of teams hoping for playoff glory.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here.
You can pick your friends.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
You can pick your nose.
But there was no pig. There was no pig.
But only Vinny and Haney can pick games.
Football Pick'em. 105.7
The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Take It on the Chin Monday. If you're a Ravens fan.
Or a Maryland fan. Or a Navy fan.
You get the drill. We do picks for booze. Make altars for the kid. Nolan likes them Yinglings over there. Vinny likes the vino. Nolan, before we get to the actual games themselves and how we did, good or bad, get a standings update here.
Yeah, standings coming into the weekend. Vinny in the lead, 133-69. Bob, 3 games back, 130-72. And I was 10 games back, 123-79.
Who made up some ground, or did Vinny extend his lead? Rutgers at Maryland. Terps were, I believe, 4.5 was the line at kickoff. Maryland lost 31-17. Dire straits if you're trying to get into the bowl cycle or remain in it. for Mike Locksley and his Turtles, and we all took Maryland.
Yeah, we were all hopeful, at least for that week. Beyond, that was a whole different story, but we were hopeful for at least a win over Rutgers.
Now Maryland's six-point dogs at home against Iowa.
I'll be taking Iowa and Penn State, Bob. I hate to tell you.
Tulane at Navy. Tulane was seven-point favorites in this game, or Tulane, as they say, in New Orleans. And this was Puffy Panther all day long.
Yep, all three of us were riding the wave here, if you will.
I think Navy was imposters.
35-0.
Yeah.
Final score there. Get it in the green wave, Nolan. I hear you. I hear you working over there, Nolan McGraw. One of the more entertaining games of that Saturday was Missouri at number 21, South Carolina.
Yeah, it took a late effort there, but all three of us had South Carolina.
The old Beamer ball's working out pretty well for the Gamecocks.
What are they, 7-3? Something like, yeah.
And they should have beat Alabama, as we discussed
many
times.
And they are now ranked 19th, Bob.
So good for them. And then Tennessee, number 7 at number 12, Georgia.
All right, our only college game where we had a difference in opinion. Bob took the Volunteers. Vinny and I were with the Bulldogs.
It looked good for Tennessee early.
Yeah.
Then it didn't. And they wind up getting blown out. So Georgia gets a much-needed win. I guess Tennessee, any playoff hopes are bye-bye.
Well, Tennessee, Gonzo, in the rankings, Bob, they're 10th. So we'll see when what is it, Wednesday night, I think it comes out. Georgia moved up to 8th.
All right, here we go. NFL. Green Bay at Chicago. Turned out to be an entertaining game, I guess. Packers were 5.5-point favorites, but did what Kansas City did to Denver last week.
Yep.
Little walk-off blocked field goal.
The Bears, just when you think you're out of it. Got the new offensive coordinator, new everything, really. New turning the page, and they snatch victory from you. We all had the Packers, though, so no harm here.
Yeah, 20-19 final score. This one was ugly. Jacksonville at Detroit.
Right, Lions finally put up 50, like they should, and we all had the Lions.
52-6, Jared Goff were touchdown passes in the win there. Minnesota, the resurgent Vikings against Tennessee.
Yeah, Vinny feeling a little gutsy taking the Titans there. Yeah. Bob and I had the Vikings.
They won three in a row. Minnesota has a Las Vegas at Miami.
That might be the coach of the year, Bob.
O'Connell?
Yeah.
He better be in the conversation, for sure. Yeah. I'm guessing that Gannon in Arizona is going to get a little love here, too. But Raiders at Dolphins.
All three of us on the Dolphins in that one.
And the Raiders, Anthony Pierce, one and done.
Anthony Pierce might get fired, too. Rams taking on the Patriots here.
All right, well, here's the, I don't know what Nolan was thinking, game of the week. I took the Patriots, and you guys took the Rams.
Matthew Stafford, 4 touchdown passes.
It was looking good for you early, though, Norm.
Still doesn't make it a good pick.
But as New England season goes down the tubes here, I think they may have found their quarterback, though.
Oh, yeah.
Drake May competes.
And you know what? They got some cap money, and you know, you got a cheap quarterback. Now's the time to go build.
Let's see here. Cleveland at New Orleans.
Yeah, Taysom Hill, big game for him. 3 touchdowns, and all three of us took the Saints.
Yeah, that was only a one-point spread. 35-14 final score there. Let's see. Where are we at there, Nolan? Let's see. Atlanta at Denver.
Right, we're skipping around a little bit. Yeah, because of the schedule change.
They flexed it.
Right. Let's see. Falcons-Broncos. I took the Falcons in this one. You guys had the Broncos. They escaped their tough three-game stretch with one win. They salvaged a win.
38-6. Bo Nix, 4 touchdown passes in the win. What the hell happened to Atlanta, though? There's the question.
Oof. I don't know. That Denver defense, I guess if they play the Ravens, maybe they're the Ravens, you know, kryptonite for the Ravens, but their defense played well.
Let's go Indy at New Jersey, taking on the Jets. Anthony Richardson back as the quarterback, and he leads them to a win on the road, 28-27.
Yeah, a win for the Colts is a win for Bob and I, and Vinny liked that Jets defense, but didn't
Jets
show up yesterday.
Jets defense sucked.
And what's their excuse this week?
I don't know.
They're out of excuses.
Yeah.
They've already exhausted the book of excuses.
They're done.
Yeah, 3-8 on the year. Seattle at San Francisco. What in the hell was going on with this?
Yeah, heck of a win for Seattle that none of us saw coming.
20-17. We all took San Francisco in that one. Are the 49ers in?
That are 5-5.
Trouble here. McCaffrey's back.
Yeah.
I mean, Ayuk's done for the year, but they still have others.
That'll be interesting to see.
Kansas City at Buffalo.
All right, game of the day. You guys had the Bills predicting that the undefeated streak would come to an end. I thought it lasted at least one more week, and it was close. But Josh Allen in the end, hell of a run there on that fourth and short.
30-21 was the final score. Josh Allen beats Kansas City in the regular season. Different story, however, in the postseason, as we've talked about. And then what turned out to be a very entertaining Sunday night tilt, Cincinnati at the Chargers.
Yeah, I fell asleep. It wasn't a game. Woke up. Apparently it was a game, but we all had the Chargers, so we all get an extra win there.
34-27, final score. J.K. Dobbins, 2 touchdowns in the win for the L.A. Chargers there. And I tell you what, Cincinnati, they could score with the best of them. Can't stop you from scoring. With Jamar Chase, the last 2 weeks, he's been incredible for them. T. Higgins had over 100 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, their defense is ruining a good offense, Bob. Let's just say that.
All right, Ravens, Steelers.
All right, score reminders here. Bob and Vinny both picked the Ravens. The scores, Bob said 30-27. Vinny said 27-21. I was the only one to take the Steelers, but also thought it would be high scoring. We were all way off on that over-under.
Yeah, I said Tucker with the game-winning field goal.
Yeah.
Oops.
Might have been. Yeah. Peter made the earlier one.
Houston at Dallas Cowboys. They're down to what? Cooper Rush. Does Trey Lance get to sniff the field? Houston Texans trying to maintain an advantage in the AFC South. 7-point favorites in this one.
Houston.
Yeah, still a little ticked off about that performance last time they were in primetime, choking against the Lions, but you got to take them against the Cowboys, Texans.
Yeah, let's not overthink this one. Dallas is winless at home.
Yeah.
They're not at 100%. Houston trying to get some momentum rolling into December. They face the Ravens, remember, on Christmas Day out there in Houston. That could be an important game for both ball clubs in regards to playoff seeding. So that's our week in the picks. So what's the updated standings heading into tonight's
pretty
game?
Close on the week. Vinny and I both finished 11-5. Bob 12-4.
Give me that game.
You're now 2 games back.
Ooh.
Give me that game, baby. And then we'll get into week 12 as the week progresses. We'll come back and talk NFL football with Jared Dubin from CBSSports.com. He's always fun to talk to. The Ravens' loss means what as he sees it? I guess we have to start buying Pittsburgh as air quotes for real, sitting here at 8-2. Funhouse trip, Nolan McGraw. And then Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock. It's Vinny Haney, Nolan here on The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw here to talk about that and more. As we wrap up week 11 of the NFL season tonight, Dallas hosting Houston from CBSSports.com. Let's welcome back to the show, Jared Dubin. Jared, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us as always here on The Fan in Baltimore.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, let's break down the two big AFC games yesterday, one of local interest. There are Ravens losing at Pittsburgh, tons of penalties, missed field goals, 3 turnovers. 1-8 now in the last 9. Lamar's 1-4 against the Steelers. And then you have Buffalo beating Kansas City later in the afternoon. And Josh Allen beats them in the regular season. Can't do it in January. So what are your takeaways from the two big games as the balance of power in the AFC is still kind of to be determined, I guess, right now?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think either of the teams that lost those games should be all that worried about that just yet. You know, Pittsburgh's defense obviously has been pretty incredible this season. So the Ravens not having their best game in that first game against them is not something that I would, you know, be jumping off the ledge about. And then, like you said, we've seen Buffalo beat the Chiefs in the regular season at home and on the road and then get there in the playoffs. And then Patrick Mahomes, you know, pulls a rabbit out of his hat like he always does. And I just wouldn't put it past them to go back to the Super Bowl. Like, I'm not going to bet against them to go back to the Super Bowl at this point. And then Baltimore, like, that's a very uncharacteristic game for them throughout this season. And I think they got off on the wrong foot with that Derrick Henry fumble on the first drive, and it sort of threw them off for the rest of the game. I'm a little bit concerned that the Steelers were able to so easily take away the deep passing game, but I think you can sort of open stuff up in different ways, look at the film and figure something out to be able to beat those single high looks that they threw at you a little bit more.
Hey, Jared, what happened to the Falcons yesterday?
I don't know, man. That Broncos defense is obviously very good, and Atlanta's pass rush is basically non-existent, and that allowed Bo Nix to basically just sit back there and pick that secondary apart. You know, did I see whatever it was, 38-6 or whatever that final score was coming? Absolutely not. But when you can't get pressure and when you're playing against a defense whose strength is sort of well matched up with your strength, where their pass defense is really good, and so that's like sort of the strength of Atlanta's offense, and sometimes you run into a matchup where, you know, you just can't get done the things that you want to get done.
Hey, Jared, is Detroit really, really good? Are they that good offensively, or is Jacksonville, you know, really that bad? And I'm guessing they're on bye, and we'll see what changes are going to be made.
I'm going to hugely cop out here and say both.
I agree.
Detroit is that good, and Jacksonville really is that bad.
Now, Jared, let me ask you this. Now, the Steelers, real physical game yesterday, high motion, big rivalry game, and now they got to go to Cleveland on Thursday. I think Cleveland may win this one.
Yeah, I mean, it's always tough after you play a game like that to then go play, you know, 3 days later. I think, you know, you saw that with Washington this past Thursday. Didn't look all that good against Philly coming back 3 days later after their previous game. And, you know, yeah, I mean, you could get tripped up, but it's not like the Browns have been able to do all that much. Their defense hasn't been quite as good this year as in years past. It's tough to see them really beating a team as good as that Pittsburgh team has been. But it's not like Pittsburgh's offense was all that great yesterday either. If Cleveland can shut that group down, then yeah, they have a chance.
Now, if you're a Cincy fan, you got to be feeling miserable. And then the Chargers are kind of figuring things out.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Bengals at this point, like, how many close games can you really lose going down the stretch because of, you know, mistakes that are preventable? You know, Evan McPherson misses those two field goals. If he makes them both, the Bengals win. If he makes one, they're still playing overtime. It's like you can't have that kind of stuff, especially when, you know, early in the season you blow that game in week one against the Patriots. You have these two, like, epic battles against the Ravens, and you can't win either one of them, lose by, I think, a combined, 4 points. And you can't have that. They basically have to win out the rest of the way, and even that might not be enough.
Hey, Jared, what do you think about tonight's game?
The less we talk about it, the better. The Texans are going to win. They're going to win by a lot. Dallas, that offense was bad enough already with Dak Prescott under center. It was completely non-functional with Cooper Rush under center last week against the Eagles. Philly has a good defense, but it's not like Houston's defense is bad. You know, that there's just not a lot going on there. That the offensive line is really bad. The weapons outside of CeeDee Lamb are really bad, and he's coming into the game banged up. We've seen Cooper Rush before. We know what he is. There's not much there. Like, I think Houston has a chance to get back on track offensively, too, with Nico Collins coming back. It should be a big win for Houston. It should not be close.
Yeah, the running joke this weekend, Jake Paul has more wins at AT&T Stadium than the Cowboys do here in 2024. Jared Dubin, CBSSports.com, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Let's get to the NFC West. Mediocrity kind of reigns right now. Arizona's in first place. They're on a bye. But San Francisco, what's the dilemma with the defending NFC champions as we're getting deep into the season right now?
Man, I wish I knew. Like, it's not like the offense has been terrible. It's not like the defense has been terrible. They've just sort of come up short in multiple different spots on one side of the ball or the other. And it seems like they can't really hold leads, which is obviously a pretty big concern.
Minnesota Vikings, real or fraudulent? They won three in a row after looking like they were coming back to earth a little bit here.
Yeah, I think it's probably somewhere in between. You know, are they going to be that team that started 5-0, probably not. You know, the defense is good, but maybe not quite as good as it was during that stretch. The offense, it has a very low floor because of what Sam Darnold can look like when you get pressure in his face and when he's not seeing things really well. But it also has, you know, a pretty high ceiling when Kevin O'Connell steams him into success. They have Justin Jefferson. They have Aaron Jones. Jordan Addison had a good game yesterday. You know, as TJ Hockenson gets back into things, that's another weapon. It's a team that I think has a low floor and a high ceiling, but probably resides somewhere in between those in terms of the overall quality.
Jared Dubin, CBSSports.com, talking some NFL with us as he does from time to time. Jared, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy that epic matchup tonight that we built up so nice, Houston against Dallas here.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate
it. All right, Jared.
Jared Dubin, everybody. Houston, 7-point favorites in that game, which you can hear on 105.7 The Fan. Schedule for Week 12, any reference Thursday night, Pittsburgh's at Cleveland. Steelers, 3.5-point favorites there. Speaking of the Vikings, they're at the Bears. They're laying 3.5. This could be an interesting game. Detroit at Indy.
Detroit at Indy? Man. Well, that's another indoor game for Detroit. I think that's going to be tough for Indy. I don't think they're going to be able to keep up.
Yeah, spread's 7.5. Lions undefeated on the road. New England at Miami. If Miami's going to make a playoff push, they got to win this one. They're 7-point favorites. Tampa off the bye against Tommy DeVito.
Oh, boy.
And the New York Giants just tuning in. Daniel Jones got benched today. Trying to salvage something, obviously, or the demon.
So they were on bye last week, the Giants were. So they probably watched their film and made the changes. They probably figured that Daniel Jones is killing them.
And Baker Mayfield, who's quietly having a really good year, 24 touchdowns, and the Bucs 5.5-point favorites. They need wins, though, as they sit at 4-6. Cowboys, speaking of them, they're at the Commanders. Washington, 10-point favorites in that matchup. KC's at Carolina. Chiefs coming off that first loss. Somebody's going to pay. It's going to be Carolina. They're 11-point favorites there. Titans at Texans. Houston minus 7.5. Broncos at Raiders. Oh. Denver minus 5.5.
Yeah, that'll be...
49ers at the Packers. Interesting matchup here. Green Bay 2-point favorites against the 49ers, who are mediocre this year.
Yeah. That one is going to be interesting because going to Green Bay this time of the year, it's not that easy. You know, that, as it starts to get colder.
Arizona at Seattle, first place on the line there. Cardinals 1-point favorites. Seattle just won at San Francisco. Next Sunday night, Eagles at Rams. Rams in that NFC West jumble. Stafford coming off a 4-touchdown performance, but Philly's playing really good football right now.
They're running the ball, playing better defense. Yeah, they're going to be tough to deal with because they're, you know, as bad as they were at the end of the year last year, they're starting to crank it up and be much more consistent football team this year.
And then next Monday night in L.A., Ravens at Chargers. Chargers have won 4 in a row. They're 7-3. Ravens coming off that tough loss yesterday. 7-4. Ravens 3-point favorites on the road. Yeah. The Harbaughs. Harbaugh.
Yeah, another one.
Can't wait to talk about that for the next 6 days.
Yeah, that'll be interesting breaking that one down. I mean, because like you said, Bob, I mean, Chargers have won 4 in a row. So they're feeling pretty good. And I'm guessing that there's probably a buzz about them now, so they'll have a good crowd.
You don't think Dobbins and Gus Bus and all them dudes are going to be fired up for this game?
Yeah, and especially if Roquan's not playing.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, take a trip through the funhouse, Dolan McGraw. Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock later on tonight on The Fan. It's Monday Night Football, Houston and Dallas. Detroit's number one, Philly's 2, Arizona's 3, Atlanta's 4. Because they're division champs. Minnesota will be the 5 seed, Green Bay the 6, Washington the 7, Rams on the outside looking in. But so is Seattle and San Francisco. Wow. So some fancy names there.
Yeah.
And who would have thought? I mean, the NFC was kind of looked at as, mostly top-heavy, Philly and Detroit. But beyond that, I think a lot of people were pretty skeptical about the quality of teams, more so to do with the quarterbacks, compared to the AFC, where it's, when healthy, a ton of great quarterbacks, certainly more so than the NFC. But, you know, your worst team there, you said Washington, they'd be your 7 seed. They got 7 wins. So, hey, go figure.
All right, Nolan. I know people have been calling, but I'm sure they want to pop off even more so. Let's go to your funhouse.
Quick Draws Funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
Start with Greg in Falston, who says, how could anyone blame John Harbaugh for yesterday? 3 turnovers, 2 missed kicks. Lamar pedestrian at best. Hold the Steelers to 6 field goals. I mean, I don't love Harbaugh, but what more does the guy have to do? Sometimes the players lose the game.
I tend to agree. I mean, the thing that Harbs is responsible for getting corrected is the 12 penalties. That's what's got to get corrected.
Well, they had 80 going into yesterday's game. Yeah, now they have 92.
Yeah, they lead the league.
Yeah, so that's bad.
Well, now that we got that one out of the way, on to all the negative Harbaugh stuff. Texter here says, if there was an equivalent of the Wunderlich test for coaches, Harbaugh would not score well at all. He doesn't process information well under pressure. Sure, many of us don't, but that's a critical trait that successful head coaches need to have. John Harbaugh does not have it.
Do they give examples?
Well, I think it probably would go back to this texter did not, but
right before the half?
To put words in their mouth, I think it would have to do with clock management, challenge decisions. It didn't show up yesterday, but two-point decisions at certain points. Yesterday, obviously, they had to go for it, but there's been times in the past where you could go for it or you could kick the extra point. They've been a little overly aggressive.
So basically, it's for the whole season. Not that wasn't just meant for yesterday.
No, I'd imagine that person felt the same way last week and the week before.
And last year and probably the year before that.
Right.
Yeah.
They come out after the losses.
Yeah.
Let's see here. The much-discussed end of the first half, the fumble. People saying the initial reaction, hey, why are you even running a play there? Harbaugh explained his side of things. The Steelers had the timeouts to pin them deep and force a punt. But this texter notes that Harbaugh was the one who took a timeout in the first place prior to the Steelers' punt to leave so much time left on the clock. He put himself in that situation. Still doesn't excuse the fumble, but he is the one who put him in that situation in the first place.
Well, probably when he called it, he was probably trying to, if they missed, what was it, the 47-yard field goal? Was that the, was or 57-yard?
It was for a punt. They forced a three and out or got him to punt.
Yeah. I guess you call timeout, you know, say he shanks it or they get good field position. Then, you know, or you get the ball back on the 20, then you got a better chance to go for it. But you're leaving yourself some time. And then when the punter punts it where he punted it, you know, you're backed up. Now it's just like, screw it. We just got to get out of here.
I thought they were going for points, personally.
Well, if Likely gets a, you know, a 15, 20-yard play, then they are. If he just gets tackled right there,
then you're running out.
You just run it out.
Cooper in Ocean City says the Ravens deserve to lose. The Steelers always seem to drag them down into a fight, whether they want it or not. The Ravens did not control that game for 1 second yesterday. All Steelers.
I thought they, after the Humphrey interception, I thought that they were kind of moving the ball and they were going in to score. And they Pittsburgh made a spectacular play. Peyton Wilson, right? Mm-hmm. Peyton Wilson on the interception. Otherwise, if Justice Hill gets that, they got the ball in the 32. They go down there and get a touchdown. Ravens are winning that game.
And one more here. Texter says, Hamilton ended up playing deep safety yesterday a lot. Marcus Williams, Eddie Jackson, not a part of the equation. This also happens to be the game where the defense holds the opponent out of the end zone all afternoon. Coincidence, or should we be seeing more of Hamilton playing deep moving forward?
I think we should kind of count on seeing some more of what they were doing. That's the first time it's worked all year. The defense has played well. So I would imagine they'll continue to do that and maybe add some things and probably put Tre'Davious White in there a little bit more for Stevens. And I think that'll help things out even more.
John Harbaugh going to meet with the media today. We'll hear from him tomorrow as we look back on his press conference. And then we get into the Chargers. It's Chargers week. They've won four in a row. They're 7-3. They're on a heater. Ravens coming off yet another loss to the Steelers. Maybe feeling a little bit frustrated and dismayed with themselves here on this Monday. We're back tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Inside Access coming up here in a matter of minutes for Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato. I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.